This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, it's hard to believe that another year is nearly over and easy to forget a lot of what's happened in the last 12 months. The Council's many projects have included introducing extra parking charges in Harrogate and working with bus operators to keep some services on the road. Here's County Councillor Don McKenzie to tell us more.
We decided, the executive at North Yorkshire County Council decided to introduce charges, on-street charges, for parking in Harrogate Town Centre on Sundays, and that started in November. There was also a proposal to introduce charges for evenings, but that has been rejected. We haven't gone forward with that. The reason for introducing Sunday parking is that, as any visitor to Harrogate Town Centre on Sundays will have seen, it is a very, very busy town centre, probably as busy as any other day of the week. And traditionally, we haven't had Sunday parking charges because when parking charges were first introduced over 20 years ago, Sundays were very quiet. Most shops were not open. That has changed. And Sunday has now become, as I've said, like any other retail day. So we have introduced the charges to better manage traffic and also to give an incentive to drivers to use our off-street, Harrogate Borough Council's off-street car parks, both multi-storey and surface level, which, especially on Sundays, are almost empty. And I think most people will agree that to avoid the congestion and the to-ing and fro-ing of vehicles looking for parking spaces on street, it's far, far better, especially for longer terms, for cars to be parking away from the street scene on car parks that have been specially built for them.
Also, charges have been slightly increased per hour during the week as well, and some people have questioned how that's happened without any consultation. Just explain the process of that.
Well, when regular reviews of parking charges are made, there is no need to go out each time to consult on those, especially not when this is the first increase since 2011, so it's over 5 years since on-street parking charges were last increased, and it's not many people can say that about prices. But again, the principal reason for raising the on-street parking charges was to maintain a differential between on-street charges and off-street charges. National parking policy does dictate that we should ensure that there's an incentive for people to use off-street car parks and not use on-street parking bays. It had come to a point where there was no financial incentive to use off-street car parks. The charges were almost the same on-street and off-street. So we've raised them just by 10 pence a half hour in order to maintain the differential between on-street charges and off-street ones.
Just staying with transport-related issues, obviously there's been a lot of concern about bus services and which ones might stay, which might go, but just explain what the situation is now.
Well, certainly financial constraints upon North Yorkshire County Council have meant that we've had to reduce over the years our subsidy of bus services. I have to say that 85% of Harrogate District's North Yorkshire County Council's bus services are commercial. In other words, they pay for themselves. The receipts on ticket sales are more than enough to cover the cost of running that service for the bus operators. Unfortunately, of course, there are certain rural areas where there simply are not enough passengers whose purchase of the tickets will pay for the service. And it is for those rural services that North Yorkshire County Council steps in and pays a subsidy to the bus operators to run that service for them. Otherwise, it would be at a loss. At the moment, our total subsidy cost to bus operators is £1.5 million a year. I think I'm pretty certain that we will hold it at that level at least until 2020. And it would be my personal wish that we can maintain that subsidy for even longer than that. Having said that, the last time we reduced the subsidy to a certain extent, we did work very closely with bus operators, including people like Transdev and Connections Buses. And by working closely with them, we were able to, by changing timetables, by changing routes, we were able to reach agreement that services would continue without the need for the taxpayer to subsidise them. I'm very grateful to the bus operators for all of their cooperation in our doing so.
And just looking at concessionary fares, explain how they work, who benefits from them.
Well, bus pass holders, since 2008, when the National Concessionary Fare Scheme came in, anyone holding a bus pass can travel on any bus anywhere in the country free of charge. There are certain restrictions. For example, here in Harrogate, it's after 9:30. You can use it, but then for the rest of the day and night. The difficulty with the National Concessionary Fare Scheme is that some councils gain from it. You know, what they receive from government to run the scheme is more than it costs them to pay to the operators to carry those bus pass holders. Unfortunately, North Yorkshire County Council and North Yorkshire in general is a place that visitors love to come to. And when they come here, often they come with their bus passes, so they're able to use our buses free of charge. We have to pick up that bill. And at the moment, the annual cost to the North Yorkshire County Council taxpayer of the concessionary fare scheme is something like £8 million a year. So it's a big chunk out of our highways and transport budget. Part of that, we do use on-street parking charge surpluses to pay for £1 million of that a year. But clearly, there's still a big gap there for the taxpayer to have to fund. It's a national scheme, so it's one that is imposed upon us, and we are not reviewing at all the eligibility of the bus pass. What we always do look at is to ensure that the reimbursement rate that we pay to the bus operators is fair. In other words, it does not cost the bus operator money to carry that passenger, but nor must that bus operator be advantaged to a great extent by the scheme. So in the ideal world, it should be revenue and profit neutral to the bus operator. But that's the only review generally that we carry out. As far as the eligibility for bus passes are concerned, that's something that we over which we have no control.